Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Greetings, denizens of the past. It is I, the last man in the universe. It's not easy being alone in the galaxy. That's why I assembled my scientific apparatus and created a house guest. He won't leave me alone.
Hey, I was just in your kitchen, and I was trying to make myself a sandwich, and you do not have any jam or peanut butter.
No, Tad, no. It is the end of time and humanity. We do not have peanuts butter.
You got any, like, tuna in a can or something?
There are no fish!
I'm trying to get my protein intake up.
No, it's not. There is just bread.
Jesus, Bryce, what sort of host are you?
Do not use my real name. It's hurting my brand.
Brand is a bad host, Bryce.
Oh, just go in the den and I'll meet you there.
All right.
We're on to our sixth round of Remoli. In your future, theater!
All right, everyone, gather around, gather around, gather around.
Yes.
I have some notes for tonight's show.
Okay, well...
Before opening night, I have some notes.
I'd like to get my notes first, please, because...
You'll get your notes when they come to you, Jeffrey.
Oh,
and
I would like
to just remind the director that, as per equity rules, this is our final night. Is today opening? Is today opening?
Tonight is opening night.
We are not to receive notes after opening night. As equity deputy... I just wanted to remind everyone.
Thank you for reminding us. You've been very helpful, reminding us of all the breaks that we must take.
And as dance captain, I'd also like to say, great work, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. And fight captain, would you like to say anything, fight captain?
Yes. The fights are almost too real. I'd like everyone to just take a breath. Remember your naps.
Yeah.
When you tap your chest, pretending. No real contact, please. This is a very violent show.
All right. It's just that, you know, your adrenaline gets going, right? Your adrenaline gets going, and you're like, I've got a sword, and it was blunt and not sharp, but
This is part of the...
Yeah.
Terry, stage combat is what separates us from the animals. Don't ever forget.
It's true. Now,
this is why I wanted to have this little meeting with our cast before opening night tonight. You are the only two in the cast in this two-man show. And
two-hander, they call it.
Two-hander,
technically, yes.
And he seems of the brunt of all the captaining has fallen on your friend.
Yes, it has. It has.
I enjoy it. I take it upon myself. I like to do my part for the brotherhood, the fraternity.
Natural leader. You're a natural leader.
Ah, Terry.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Jerry.
Okay.
Now, Terry, Jerry, the notes I have are thus. Everything has been perfect, but tonight you will have an audience for the first time. The lights may play tricks on you. You may find yourself in an unfamiliar location. Just know you are on the stage. When the people get in there, the theater is unlike anything else in the whole world. There is no experience like it. So, beware. Beware of your surroundings. Keep your eyes open, but always the show must go on.
So this is a fully immersive, experiential show.
It's a regular two-hand play, but sometimes excitement happens when there's an audience and you may think you're confused or somewhere else, but you're not.
Okay.
Just know, trust in your scene partner.
Yes.
Trust in the two-hander.
It's my first professional engagement. Oh. I'm very excited. And thank you for these notes, sir. It's good to hear these things. It's reassuring.
That's why you're in that role you're in, Terry. The role of... It's Jeffrey?
It's Jerry.
Jerry?
No, I'm Terry.
Jerry.
Jeffrey's your character name.
Yes, of course.
When you add the role of Jeffrey...
Speak to me as Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, yeah. You are cunning yet naive.
Sir, which am I?
Terse yet verbose.
Which of those am I?
Yes. You embody the spirit of Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Now you.
Terry. Jerry. Playing Terry.
Yes.
I am Terry.
That's right.
In this play.
He's lost himself within
you,
the role.
A Baroque, but not too impetuous.
Oh. Mm-hmm, yes.
You have a fine woody nose with hints of oak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you are a white-hot grease fire of pure entertainment.
Now, that's... And I just want to stop you there, because as per the guidelines, you are only to give 3 contradictory directions a day.
Well, let me give my 5th.
Oh, boy.
You're both great.
Wow.
Tonight will be great. I'll be in the audience. I'll be shaking hands and kissing babies and showing off my fantastic direction of you two fine actors.
What a salve for my fragile ego.
Hmm.
I see you had that line memorized.
Thank you. Thank you. What a salve for my... Is it salve or salve?
Salve.
Salve. What a salve for my fragile ego. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. You'll get it tonight. You'll get it tonight.
What a salve for my fragile ego.
Just now, be in the moment and breathe.
Just be in the moment and breathe.
All
right.
All the props are where they need to be.
Great, great.
You two need to prepare.
Excited.
Reminder, the theater is haunted. Other than that, everything is fine.
Sir, Laurie, back
have a great opening night. I bid you. Hello?
And we won't see him again until...
Until after opening. At which point
party.
He can no longer... Give up. Closing party?
What's that?
We're
going to see him at the closing party. Well,
yes.
He's not going to be here during the run. I certainly hope not.
No,
he's so nervous he's been out there watching this.
No, he won't. And he can't be. He can't be. As per rules, as per equity guidelines, he cannot have any contact with us again until after the run of the show.
Okay. All right. Good.
So don't worry. Whatever he did to you,
no.
Whatever he did to you, he can't hurt you anymore.
Well, that was a lot of psychological abuse. But I feel like a guru as an actor. It's my first professional engagement.
It is weird that all of our previews were done for no audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that we haven't actually rehearsed on the stage.
And I've heard that there's no one has booked a ticket for tonight's performance of our opening night.
And yet he said it's a full house. Did he not?
He did, but he didn't say what it was full of.
Hmm.
Gentlemen, hi, stage manager.
Oh, hey there.
Hi,
hey,
this is
Ron.
This is your half hour.
Okay, thank you.
This is your half hour.
Thank you, thank you.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. All Thanks, right. Ron.
I was going to have a lie down on the equity cot, but I suppose I'd better start getting into makeup.
Well, you know, we should. Why don't I do your makeup, and then you do my makeup?
Oh.
We're pretty, pretty bare bones in terms of cast.
Well, that's
Ron?
It. Yeah?
Can you flip on the lights in here?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, pal. Oh, that's good. That's
it's
good.
Great.
Oh, I can
warm.
See you.
Oh, wow.
Man, Cherry.
Terry? No, I am Terry in the play. I play Terry, but I am Jerry.
Did I tell you this is my first professional engagement?
Terry, you did.
It's funny because you have a real name and then you have a character name. And I'm like, are you the character right now? Are you the actor right now? And I can't get it straight. So just help me out. And if I make a mistake...
You know what? You are a little green. I'll admit you're a little green.
Yeah.
But you have done wonderfully, Terry.
Seriously?
Bringing Jeffrey to life.
Yeah.
Has been.
It has been a salve for my fragile ego.
Oh,
yeah?
See, and when you say that, I'm like, is that Jeffrey talking or is that Terry talking?
It's Terry.
Yeah.
But I'm playing a character called Jeffrey.
It's incredible.
Isn't it weird?
It's absolutely incredible.
I know. It's weird because it's like the life of the mind made flesh, right, on stage.
Listen,
hi, guys.
Yeah, Ron.
Just to let you know that the house is open and the audience is coming in.
Okay, thank you very
now,
much.
Are there people coming in?
What's that?
You said the audience is coming in.
Yes,
is
the
it...
audience. The doors are open and the audience is entering the theater.
Is it people?
It's people?
That was a question.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, thanks, Ron.
Hey, anytime, guys. I'll be back in about 10 minutes for your 15.
Okay, well, let me get your makeup on here.
Okay.
Your character, as I see it,
mm-hmm.
Is ruddy.
Yep.
Has an earthiness and a woody nose.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what the director said, you have a woody nose. Is it okay if I affix a prosthetic that turns your nose into a stick?
Yeah, I have a collection of those right over here. You can just pick your pick.
Okay, well, let's see. This one here. Okay, the Cyrano de Bergerac.
I don't want to startle you or get you shaken up on your first professional performance.
Well, then don't.
Okay, I won't. I won't say anything.
No, come on. I'm just joking.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, I don't want to get upset.
It's just that he mentioned that the theater is haunted.
Yeah.
And I just thought I'd let you know that there have been, as a seasoned professional.
Yeah.
There have been a string of murders in this theater.
A string of murders?
Yeah, like a consistent, almost continuous series of murders happening in this theater. So, if he says it's haunted, that's superstition. We don't know.
Well, I...
But this theater is lousy with murders, I just want to say.
That's upsetting.
Don't be upset. That is just the magic of theater. You can't change that. You can't change what has happened, what's happening, what might happen beyond now. Just go out there, just do your lines. You're a pro. You know your stuff. Be in the moment before. Me, 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 ma, ma, ma. Red leather, yellow leather. Just you do your thing. Yellow buggy, bumper buggy, New York.
Yeah, okay, I got that one. Yellow rubber bumper bunky. Wow, I feel it's just got cold in here.
Mm.
It's like it got very cold.
Guys, hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Some flowers were delivered backstage.
Thank you for
opening night. These are for both of you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, there's a note.
Yeah, there's a note attached to the flowers.
Oh.
And guys?
Yeah?
I'll be back in about 5 minutes with your 15.
Wow, the time is just flying tonight.
Let's take a look at that note. Whew.
Okay, here it is.
Ron died 12 years ago.
Could we be reading this wrong?
Turn it upside down.
It still says Ron died 12 years ago.
That's incredible.
In every direction. 90 degree turn. Ron died 270 degree. Ron died to...
These flowers are completely dead.
Oh my God. Look at them. They're just a pile of dust.
Guys?
Yeah, Ron.
Ron.
Hi.
Hey, Ron.
Just letting you know, it's your 15.
Ron.
Yes.
Question.
I have time.
Are you dead?
Don't make me laugh. Come on, guys. 15. Just say thank you, 15, and
just
I'll
Ron,
be on my
just
way.
Ron. Just a quick question.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
37.
37. Ron.
Yes.
What is the name of this production?
This production?
Mm.
Shadow Play.
I just wanted to know a question, Ron.
Yeah.
When were you born?
What's that?
I said, well, what?
Come on. 37 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's your 15.
Got no information that I can use for those questions I had.
Terry, keep it together. Don't forget, you're a pro. You're a pro. No matter what's happened, we will fill out the appropriate paperwork afterwards.
I was trying to get Ron to admit that he died, that he was born like 150 years ago or something like that, and so that we'd be able to know that this is impossible, that he could be 37 years old and have been born 150 years ago.
I know what happened. I know it was not conclusive in any way.
It's my first professional game.
I know you don't, and do not worry about that. Do not worry, all right? Ron is just trying to get in your head, all right? And he might literally do that. We don't know, but...
Just keep it together. Just keep it together.
Just keep it together. We will call the union after this and let them know.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
But for now, the show must go on. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Don't you...
Ron.
Oh, hi, so I'm just giving you your 10, and I wanted to give you your personal props. Here's your wallet.
Okay.
And your car keys.
What?
And here's your knife for the murder scene.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Oh, Ron.
Yes.
There's no murder scene in this.
Oh, yeah, there is. Right off the top.
There's another question, Ron.
Yeah.
Why don't your footsteps make any noise?
I'm very good at my job. Okay, guys, that's 10.
I didn't get the information I needed. I wonder if he's a ghost or not.
You know... Ron hasn't actually opened the door once when he's come in.
God damn, you're right. He just sort of materializes on the other side.
Yeah. Listen, I promise not to murder you with this, all right?
Oh.
Okay? That's my promise to you as an actor.
Okay. I guess that there is an unspoken pact that we make when we...
We take care of each other.
Take care of each other.
Right?
I got your back, right?
I got your hate. We forgot to do that.
Yeah.
I got your back.
But not with the knife, though.
No. I got to look you in the eye and pat you on the back.
But not with the knife, though.
No, not with the knife.
Don't pat me on the back with the knife.
Not going to do that, all right?
All right? Okay.
Okay. We're going to go out there and take care of each other. Stage combat.
Yeah.
Listening.
Right, right.
We're going to fight
right.
a lot, but we're going to take care of each other.
Eye contact.
We're going to make you look so good out there.
Yes,
Terry.
I'm going to try to do the same to you.
Hey, guys.
Oh, rah, ha,
that's places.
Jesus Christ, that was half an hour?
Break a leg, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Goes by fast, huh?
It sure does.
Yeah. Whew.
Okay, remember, the show goes on, right? Regardless of the murders, regardless of the ghosts.
Yep.
Regardless of who or whatever. Is in the audience.
Don't be intimidated by the audience out there, all right? We have to just focus on each other, focus on the moment in the place, all right?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Places.
Okay, places. Okay, here's the music. Curtain's going up. Well, this has been a salve for my fragile ego.
Indeed it has, Jeffrey. For we are two lonely lighthouse keepers who were once magnificent kings.
Indeed, banished to this high tower, forever destined to look out across the cold, cold seas, awaiting an arrival. That never comes.
And what of our queens, our wives? Whither they? As we sit in exile amongst the rocks.
They pine! Day, night, night, day, season by season, for our return. Yet we cannot return until we have discharged our sacred and most solemn duty.
The reckoning of kings!
A duel.
For we both know that one king lusted after the other king's wife.
The other king's wife was lusted after by me. And I am guilty of that selfsame sin.
Conversely, your wife was lusted after by I, another king.
Lie.
Duel to the death.
A duel! A duel to the death!
We will commence the duel.
The duel, and I.
Just look outside.
Oh God! The shadows. Face the shadows.
You keep it going. Here's your knife.
I have a knife. Oh God! I have a knife.
My knife is in mine hand.
In
the
mine.
Hand of the king.
No knife fight, guys. This is the knife fight.
Okay.
I don't remember a knife fight.
There's a knife fight in here.
You said there was a knife fight.
You were supposed to.
I know, and you were supposed to like wrestle me, and fake slap me.
Look at all the shadows.
Look at them! It's just their eyes are growing like coals.
Okay, we have to be professional.
Okay. The show goes on.
Okay, I got your back.
I got your back.
With a stop! Oh. I told you not to pat my back with a knife.
I'm so sorry. Just make it real.
I got
it. Own it.
I got your abdomen.
Oh. Okay. We just have to get to the plane.
We will fill out actor injury form.
Yes. Okay. We'll be compensated for this, right?
Have you been paying to insurance? The insurance?
No.
Okay.
Jim, right.
You have to fill that out before you apply.
Okay. Get to my pocket. Okay. Get to my pocket.
Okay. I'll improvise over to the pocket.
Okay, please.
And though we are dying and our wives pine at home, I find this deed to the lighthouse in the pocket.
The deed, which has gone unsigned low these many years, to bequeath this to you as my last act.
Lo, would that Ron had a ballpoint pen with which we could seal this holy sacrament.
Guys, I don't have a pen. Are you kidding me, Ron? I just have this. It's a dull pencil. Yeah. You might need to dip it in something.
I'll dip it in your blood.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, make it work.
Just come
sell
away.
Sell it.
I'll use your abdomen like an inkwell.
Use mine abdomen as a winkwell.
A winkwell!
I'm so sorry, I flubbed that.
It's okay, it's alright.
We all make mistakes.
We all do, right? It's my first professional engagement.
Alright, I'm signing this.
And I sign it with mine own hand. And forever, from this point forward, shall this lighthouse be in your name.
And though thusly a king has won, and thus we both can return to the shores of green.
And our wives will greet us with their open arms once more.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You did it.
Ron.
You performed the shadow play.
What does that mean? Does this mean your soul is freed?
No. They loved it. And I swapped out the equity forms for the contract that you will perform forever in this theater.
Oh, you are now
the ghost cast of shadow play at the lighthouse forever. Congratulations.
Wow. A steady gig. But it's a kind of doom, isn't it?
To just replay the same play over and over again, even as mortals take the stage at the exact same time?
Yes. Forever doomed to live out this shadow play.
I should call my wife.
Yes, I should call my agent.
Shadow Play, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Equity Deputy / Dance Captain / Fight Captain Jerry in the role of Terry, Lee Smart as Terry in the role of Jeffrey, and Nug Nargang as the Director and Stage Manager Ron. Special thanks to Tad, House Guest of the Future. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.